Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look at the editorial in the Chicago Tribune today. How to squander $70,000 a day. The Tribune's been reporting about this, and the way the editorial goes, if the state of Illinois doesn't have a budget, if it's not paying its bills on time, then the Chicago Public Schools don't get the money they're due. And if they don't get the money they're due, they got to buy computers and pay teacher salaries, so they have to borrow the money. They borrow the money, and at the interest rate being charged, it comes to $70,000 a day. Think of how much good CPS could do if they had an extra $70,000 a day, but they won't for maybe 100 days just to pay on a loan. Holy cow. Peter Matuszak wrote about this in the Chicago Tribune, and he joins us now on WGN Radio. Peter, welcome to the show. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Tell me what's going on here.
Well, what we're looking at is a loan that goes even further back than the budget impasse we see in Springfield right now. These are funds that the school district was promised from Springfield for their regular grants that were actually passed for last year's budget that never arrived. Because that money never arrived in the school's coffers, in order to end their fiscal year and be able to pay a portion of their very large pension bill, as well as their regular operating costs, they took out a loan against those grants. So this is interest being paid simply because the money never arrived.
Will the state make good on the interest due, or does CPS have to eat that then?
All the interest due will come out of CPS's operating budget, unless they make some sort of separate deal in the coming year's budget to have the state pick up some of those costs. As the deal is written and in the indenture, which I went through with our Chicago Public Schools reporter, Juan Perez, the state will only pay the principal of the loan, and the school district is due to pay $70,000 a day in interest.
Did this happen last year as well? We didn't have a budget last year.
This is a wholly unique loan for the school district. It was sort of invented for the situation. They went out to their bankers and said, we need something to close our budget year. And JP Morgan Chase came forward with a deal for them that would get them the liquidity they needed to finish the school year.
What are they borrowing it at?
Unfortunately, because they're a junk-rated credit, they're borrowing it well over 6%. From the calculations that we came up with, looking at some projections, it's a variable-rate loan, so it will change a bit. But they'll pay as much as 6.5% if they hold this loan through the end of this current calendar year.
What if the state came through, though, with the money? If they had passed a budget in time, would the school districts have not needed this money?
It's hard to say. It's very doubtful that they would have received this money anytime between when they borrowed and when the state may or may not pass a budget. This is part of the massive backlog of bills that the state is carrying right now. Currently, the governor's office projects will end the fiscal year with around $14.7 billion worth of unpaid bills. This is bills from last year and previous years that have accumulated, and they'll use next year's revenue to repay those. Now, the CPS loan was in that group of unpaid bills. So they're in line with billions and billions of dollars of expenses that the state will really go right up until the end of the current calendar year to repay.
Well, when did the Chicago Public School District acquire this money? When did they get this money?
The first half of the loan came in last week on June 19th. When we looked at that, we had some initial information about the interest rate being at 6.39%, which we thought was extraordinarily high compared to a better rated government. If they're going in for a short-term liquidity loan in the markets, if they're a market rate, you know, investment, they would borrow for closer to 1%. So they're paying about six times as much as the LA Unified School District or, you know, one of the other major school districts in the country.
Still, they just acquired this. I mean, now the meter is running, but you would think that maybe the people in Springfield would go, holy cow, that's just a crippling amount of debt. Let's hurry up and get them the money. There's no movement afoot to do that.
Well, in discussing this with the comptroller's office, they tell us there's no date certain they can guarantee that the money will come into CPS. They say that the grants will be paid, but there's really no way to know when. Under the terms of the deal, CPS has to pay for the interest on the loan through September 29th, just over 100 days. So they're guaranteed to take on that much interest cost, $70,000 a day for just over 100 days, coming to about $7 million.
But that's a penalty then for early payment. A lot of times when you borrow money, they say if you pay it off early, you will not be asked to pay the balance of the interest that would have been due. In this case, they will. They're still going to be committed to the interest due?
At least through the end of September, yes. They'll be committed to paying the interest through that date. After that, it'll be calculated on a daily rate. So if they pay it, then the interest won't accrue through that date. If they hold it through the end of December, December 28th, it'll go up. The cost will go up to about $13 million total on the loan.
But do you understand my point? That is, I'm imagining that just as a miracle, say Bill Gates said, oh, this is ridiculous, I'll write a check right now. Would we still owe, so many days worth of interest, $70,000 a day?
Yes, we're on the hook through the $70,000 a day through the end of September, even if the grants came through tomorrow.
Who made this loan? Chico's bail bonds? I mean, for crying out loud. Thanks a lot, J.P. Morgan.
Well, it's the, when you look at the cost of issuance, they paid over $700,000 in order to pay for the cost of the bonds. And this is the amount that J.P. Morgan, for underwriting the bond, felt like they needed to be paid at a minimum.
Well, it's because they think there's a risk involved and therefore the interest rate is higher and they want money guaranteed?
When you're dealing with a government distressed like CPS that's in the market for money just in order to keep the lights on, you know that there's an inherent amount of risk. And the low credit rating and junk status and then the fact that they're depending on the state does put several layers of risk in the minds of an investor.
Sure, I get that. And really, I'm mad at the wrong person. I mean, I'm mad at everybody, but if I were prioritizing, I wouldn't be mad at the lender. At least they're going to float the schools. But I guess I'd be mad at Springfield first, right?
Well, it seems like they've let the backlog of bills go to a point where we're seeing it impact all different levels of government service. And this is just another one where in Illinois, we're paying a penalty, especially when we have to go to the markets for debt in order to keep our government services running.
$70,000 a day. That's a number I can understand. I don't understand $300 million. I don't understand a billion. I understand $70,000. I know what that looks and feels like. That's what some people are lucky enough to earn. $70,000 a day in interest. That's not on the principal, right?
Right. The principal on this loan totals just over $380 million, and that is the grants that they've collateralized for this loan. But this is just interest that we're talking, the $70,000 a day.
So this is very upsetting to me. Am I wrong to be upset? I mean, it just seems to me like that's a teacher's salary a day that's going up in flames because Springfield didn't give the Chicago Public Schools their money in time. Am I wrong in interpreting it that way?
I think that's similar to the way we interpreted this for a little bit more context. We looked at how much does it cost CPS to educate a student every day. And according to their report from their 2015 report to the State Board of Education, that comes to just over $24,000 a day, almost 25. So if you were to take the minimum amount that they're going to pay through September 29th, they could have educated 269 students for the entire school year.
For what they're going to pay for the loan?
For the very minimum amount that they would pay for this loan in interest.
Well, I mean, what is it? I bet the average Chicago public school teacher makes about $70,000, right?
I can't necessarily speak to that. I haven't looked at the average salary at CPS recently.
Well, you might, but I mean, it seems to me like you don't take any advice from me, Peter. You're doing a fine job here. But say it's $70,000, right? That's a teacher a day. That's just a teacher a day, a teacher a day, a teacher a day that he's either not getting hired or is getting fired, or whose resources we just won't have because we just threw the money out the window. That's the way interest is.
I can't disagree with your interpretation there.
Thank you for that. All right, anything else that I should be asking you other than just getting my undies in knot? Do you have a good undie knotter for me?
Well, since we don't know what's coming next year from Springfield to CPS, I think that everyone is watching very closely what's going on with the budgets that are being proposed and thrown back and forth between the General Assembly and the governor. If CPS can advocate for them to pick up some of this cost on the interest, it would bring down, what they're going to have to pay out of their own operating budget for this. That's obviously a possibility, but with so many people in Springfield right now trying to be made whole after 2 years without a budget, it's a very long line that they're in.
Yeah, this is a big number, but I mean, there's plenty of mom and pop shops and medium-sized businesses that aren't getting their money either, right?
Absolutely. This backlog of bills covers everything from, you know, individual service providers for healthcare services all the way up to agencies and local governments that are still owed money by the state.
One last thing, Peter, is there a chance that this will happen again? That is, will they have to borrow another $300 million and be charged $70,000 a day in addition?
Until they get their house in order, it's going to be hard for them to borrow at any lower cost than 6.5% to 7%. And if things get worse, they are threatened with a maximum rate of 9% under this deal, and probably under any other deal they get into in the near future until they really get to some balanced budgets and can get a reliable revenue stream coming in from Springfield.
Yeah, but it's possible nobody would lend him the money anyway. I mean, if it's got to be 9%, it might as well be 100. Maybe nobody's going to lend him the dough, right?
Well, you know, there are financial institutions that they work very closely with, like J.P. Morgan Chase, who will go the distance for CPS in order to continue their business relationship with them. I think this is a different environment than we've seen in the past when New York ran against its budget deficits in the late 70s and had to go to what amounted to a bankruptcy. The markets cut them off, but we haven't seen that yet for CPS, despite all of the challenges they've gone through.
All right. Well done, Peter. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Let's visit again. Keep up the good work.
My pleasure. Take care.
Peter Matuzak reports for the Chicago Tribune. Wow. Wow. What would you do with $70,000 a day? Do you happen to know off the top of your head what is this? Hey, Elif, what does a Chicago public school teacher make per day? I think they're relatively well paid. I think it's in that neighborhood, 70K. Out the door, out the door, out the door, every single day. I hate paying interest. They should have called David Hochberg. He can get him a better rate than 6.4% or whatever it was. Maybe he can't.